You ran into, I felt like you kind of hung in that one in the first half. Second, you know, that first quarter got away from a little bit. You ran into a hot shooting Princeton team in that third quarter.
Yes, that Evans kiddo, last game I think he had over 30 points against Mercer, and we just did not get him covered tonight. I had a plan in place. It obviously wasn't good enough to slow him down, and then Talon, it just shot really, really well. Kind of that old saying, it goes, they were who we thought they were.
Yeah.
So
I've said about Princeton, I've been well aware of Talon Holt for 2.5 years, and I said, you know, their backcourt kind of has pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I said during the course of that ball game, you know what, the more I see Clay Evans play, he's not a piece. That is a 1-2 punch for Princeton that can play with anybody in this conference when you're led by Holt and Evans.
Oh, yeah. I think if, especially their big man down low, keeps playing hard like that, they can play with anyone in the conference. That 1-2 punch of Evans and Talon, though, outside, you've got to cover that so well because they shoot from the perimeter so well. And we obviously struggled with that tonight.
I kind of felt like that it was one of those games that for – if you would just take, you know, the 60% of the game that went well for Trent, you said the Bulldogs are playing pretty decent. It was that other 40% where, you know, Princeton just kind of comes at you in waves.
Yeah.
And you kind of look at, you know, it's that 40% where you're probably outscored, you know, like 26-4. And you say, if we can just get rid of that 40%, we're in this game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, our guys, up until the last 30 seconds there where we kind of let the guys get rebounds and play tip drill on us, I was pretty happy with our four quarter of effort. As far as giving 100%, diving for loose balls, hustling on defense, hands up, what we really have got to continue to improve on is turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would say that you know, those 26-4 points were passes out of bounds or dribbling into three guys and not taking care of the basketball. Against Chillicothe, I felt like even though we lost, we did a really good job taking care of the basketball and managing the ball and managing the clock. Here tonight, we struggled. And we didn't have Tuck. Tuck's not feeling well, and so that was kind of a tough thing because he said he's really good at controlling us. He's a really good leader. But I feel like Kiefer Tolson stepped up big. He stepped up big tonight.
He's Kiefer's starting to figure out how to finish at the hole against some bigger kids. I mean, he had some, you know, Finney's big old long arm kid inside, and, you know, a couple of times Kiefer had a couple of really nice finishes against him.
Mm-hmm. He did, and he's getting those and ones, which are really good. He's also, you know, we've been trying to get more screens for him, ball screens, and he's really figuring out how to finish at the hole, but also find guys like Hunter Smith or find Seth. And leave them in good spots to finish. We also got to work on catching the ball off of those passes because we let a few of those just go out of bounds because we just didn't get our two hands on the ball.
I kind of feel like, you know, coaches are smart. They're going to look at film and they're going to say if you can speed up Trent, you can turn over Trent a little bit. So that's one of the things you need to work on. I look at it and say, and I know that, you know, it's a catch 22 that if you go fast, there's the opportunity to get buckets on the other end when people are trying to speed you up. But it's that decision making when things get fast. So You want to play fast, but you also want to play smart. So there's kind of a balancing act there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. It is a balancing act. You know, I like how hard we work when we pressure and press. Gabe Novak kind of turns it on a little bit more and is a little bit more engaged. I think when we're pressuring up and getting our hands busy, and so is Kiefer. Kiefer does a great job of pressuring the ball when we press and then looking to trap. Tonight, though, when we did that, it also led to quick points down the other end because they did an excellent job of breaking our press.
You got some kiddos here ready to go home, it looks like.
Yeah, they're ready.
Are you taking the Guthrie Mobile back home?
No.
Taking the bus?
I'm on the bus. Grandma's here. She's
I tell
not
you
watching
what,
them too close.
I saw that there are about three deer and one I almost smacked on the way up over by Spickard, so be watching for them tonight.
Yeah.
They're out.
We will.
And active. Before I let you go, Coach, you got South Harrison. You get back home. You know, you just look at records. Are you looking at that one and saying, hey, we really want to get a conference victory this year, and we feel like South Harrison is going to be an opportunity on Friday? Are the guys kind of really going to start looking forward to that one?
Yep. South Harrison, we just got done talking about it. I told them that's an effort game. It's about who wants it more because we're very similar on paper. We've got very similar type athletes. You know, we've got to rebound better, continue to improve on rebounding, and we got to take care of the basketball. But defensive effort-wise, we can. It's a game we can get. So,
That is the Guthrie kids there. I mean, they got too much sugar, Coach.
I think they do.
they hit the candy bar. They hit the candy bars, apparently. In the,
I don't think I have.
Now, what did you have?
I don't think I
did. No, you don't have candy bars? Yeah. Did you get a hot dog? Popcorn? Nope. Popcorn, there you go. Popcorn solid. That's a good after-dinner snack.
Awesome.
You got to like popcorn, especially at high school basketball. You know you're on the radio, right?
Yeah, sort of.
He's kind of off the mic a little bit, but yeah.
Head on down there, buddy.
Radio debut. We'll see you Friday, Coach. Yep. Good luck against South.
Thank you, Tom. We really appreciate the coverage.
And that's head coach of the Trenton Bulldogs, Coach John Guthrie. We kind of said, Princeton's a team that they're going to go on runs against people. They're going to speed you up, and when Princeton speeds you up, they hit shots. They're going to be a tough team to beat, especially in this barn. Bulldogs found that out tonight. Princeton gets the W, 74-47. Tigers go to 5-1. Bulldogs drop to 1-6 is correct. Princeton's record, 6-1.